Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland with Pastor Sherelle. Let's talk about the things that affect the body of Christ in this world today and how we can truly impact the world. Enjoy the next song, and following that will be the voice of Pastor Sherelle live in Portland.
Just one touch, that's all we need from Jesus. Just one drop of oil, amen. Just one touch from you. Just one drop of your precious oil. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence. Of your precious oil, oh, 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 just one word from you, one moment in your presence, oh, oh. One moment in your presence changes everything.
Just one touch from you. From you. Just one drop of your precious. Your precious oil, Lord. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence, Jesus. One moment in your presence, Lord. It just takes one moment in your presence, and it will change everything. One moment in your presence, Jesus. We're gonna wait for your presence, Jesus.
If you're gonna wait on him, won't you lift your hands and let him know? Father, we're gonna wait for you. Father God, we're waiting for you.
matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, I'll wait on you, Jesus.
I'm gonna wait.
I'll wait on your love.
I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus.
Restore, restore my joy. Restore my joy. Restore.
Restore.
One moment in his presence truly changes everything. Oh, blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was and is to come. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Jesus, the lover of my soul, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one that loves you, the one that created you, the one that designed you with purpose in his heart, in his mind. He knew you before the very foundation of the earth and loves you without your merit, without anything that you have done or can ever do. He loves you, and I love you with the love of Christ. Good evening, and good evening. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I am Pastor Sherelle Pennington. We are live here in Portland, Oregon, and it is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us come into the house of the Lord. I hope that you guys are all excited about what the Lord is doing. I hope that you are excited about the move of God transpiring. I hope that you're on the wall praying and fasting and seeking the face of God so that you can stay in the lane that God has designed and crafted for you to be in, that you may do the work that he has designed for you to do, that when you get into his presence, into the very presence of the Spirit of God, he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I praise you all, and I thank you so much for tuning in. I want to give honor to the Butterfield who have given us this platform that we may be able to worship together, to minister one to another, to give the number to somebody and allow them to listen in that may not know Christ as of yet, but because of this broadcast may be able to say that I want to be a part of his family. So I thank you so much for tuning in and sharing the broadcast with those that you know. I want to give honor to Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is my spiritual mother in covering. She is also the presiding prelate of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle and Light of the World International Interdenomination Association. And we have Holy Convocation coming up here on July the 12th through the 16th. That is here live in Atlanta, Georgia, the 12th through the 16th. And saints of God, you don't want to miss Holy Convocation. It is the time to refresh, replenish, and restore. It is the time that we connect one to another. It is the time that we listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and be able to pack our satchel and our suitcase of the work that we have to propel us into our future and destiny. And say, Holy Convocation is fire in the city. It is in Atlanta, Georgia, from July the 12th through the 16th. If you would like more information, you can go to comeintothelight.org and comeintothelight.org, and it will come up. You will see Holy Convocation, and we'll give you all the information that you need. Also, saints of God, coming up on July the 22nd, Portland Bible College will have a Beauty for Ashes service on the 22nd, beginning at 12 p.m. It's from 12 to 2. There's a $25 fee. And I will get more information as to where to go to get that information. I actually think I have it. I am checking right now so that I can give you that information, because that is going to be our very own Pastor Kimberly Black that will be the facilitator. It is a women's workshop. It's called Beauty for Ashes, God's Great Exchange. It is on Saturday, July 22nd, and it is from 10 a.m., not 12. It's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It is located at the North Portland Bible College. There's a $25 fee. You must RSVP by July the 13th, and you can do that, I believe, by going to NorthPortlandBibleCollege.education. That's npbc.education. And you can pull up that information and register right there on the North Portland Bible College website. And tonight, of God, saints of God, I have such a treat for us tonight. I'm so excited. I'm actually fumbling over myself because I'm so excited about what God is doing tonight. And I don't want you to miss it. So call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them get tuned in to the word of God that is coming forth tonight. I have prepared a special treat for you that you are just going to love. Shall we go to God in prayer? Most gracious and heavenly Father, I greet you with the name of love in my heart, and I ask in the name of Christ Jesus that you would prepare every heart and mind to receive the word that is coming forth tonight. I ask that you would allow us, oh God, to be set, Father, to be launched into our destiny and into our future because of the word we hear tonight. We love you, Lord God. We serve you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that it will quicken someone, oh God, to run with fervency for you, Father. And I just adore you and magnify you. I ask in the name of Christ Jesus that you would allow us, oh God, to take the word of God, utilize the word of God, to be doers and not just hearers, oh God, in your gracious and loving name. I thank you for being our great I am. I thank you for being all that we should ever need and hope for. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. So tonight, saints of God, because we have Holy Convocation in Atlanta coming up here on the 12th, I have prepared one of the messages that we received last Holy Convocation 2016 from our very own Bishop John Pace, who is out of Niceville, Florida. The Holy Convocation message, as it begins in the prayer, it's a little faint, so you have to listen a little closely. But as he begins to minister the word of God, the sound will go up and you'll be able to hear just fine. And so, saints, I just want you to know that the Lord is on the throne, and there is teaching going forth, and there is ministry going forth, and there is love being showed and showered, and I want you to take part in what God is doing. And so what you're about to hear is Bishop John Pace preaching on the Holy Spirit. Sorry, Holy Spirit. Preaching on Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is not an it or a thing, but Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. And so prepare your hearts and mind in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for this moment. Holy Spirit, use this moment, my intellect, my preparation. God, that it would be a strategic moment, that life momentum would take place, that a shift would happen, that as the word of God becomes seed, that the soil of our hearts will receive it and produce a harvest thereby. And all the saints of God said, amen. You may be seated. Acts chapter 19, beginning at verse number 1. Acts chapter 19. Excited to be with you tonight, but I'm more excited to share with you revelation from God's word that's going to bless you tonight. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm ready to be blessed. Acts chapter 19, beginning verse 1. When you've arrived, say, I'm there. I am there. I'm excited. Here it is. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples. I want you to underline that. Everybody say certain disciples. Look at verse number 2. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard. Will they be any Holy Ghost? And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. Verse 5. When they heard, everybody underline that word heard. I'm giving you some operative words, because on the hinge of operative words, you're going to catch a revelation that's going to expound your mind and penetrate your heart. Everybody say, heard. So notice what he says in verse 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, six and seven final verses. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. And they spake with tongues and prophesied, verse 7 and final verse, and all the men were about 12. Now, our theme this year is connecting people to people and connecting people to God. How many law enforcement people in the house tonight? Have you ever heard of the term person of interest? Yeah, person of interest. See, a person of interest is someone that the law enforcement officers, when they're in the midst of a case, they have persons of interest who could add solidification and validity to catching the culprits of the specific case. And so tonight I want to talk briefly from the thought, person of interest, and ask you a question. Is Holy Spirit a person of interest in your life? How can we, in 19 chapters of Acts that's credited to Holy Spirit's movement, how can we in 2016 have disciples who don't even know the person of interest? How can you be taught by John? Now, this baffles me. I'm not sure whether they were taught by the baptism of John himself, or disciples of John, because it's interesting, the next scripture I'm going to show you, how it seems impossible. Go to John chapter 1, verse 32. It seems impossible to me for you to be a disciple of John and not know this person of interest. John, as a matter of fact, John's father's name is Zacharias. His mother's name, Elizabeth. And as a matter of fact, his mother connected to the supernatural person of interest when she went to Mary's house. Mary went to her house and gave her a salutation alone, and in her belly, John jumped because the Holy Spirit was there. So I'm trying to determine how you, in chapter 19 of Acts, if you are a disciple of John, and John connected with the Holy Spirit, watch this, he connected in the water of his mother's womb. So he had two baptisms at one time. While he is in the sack of his mother's womb, the Holy Spirit penetrates his pregnant mother's womb. And the Bible says the evidence was not shatata, it was a leap. So here it is. If Holy Spirit is not a person of interest in your life, I believe it's time for you to investigate. And tonight, for the case, for this purpose, my name is John Pace, and I'm the lead investigator, and I have identified our person of interest, and his name is Holy Spirit. But what happened is I got back to the police station, and I decided I had a great lead, and his name was John. Give me John chapter 1, verse 32. And so I got John into the police station, and I had to ask him some questions, because the reality is, on our board, we have this silhouette of a person, but we don't yet know how he looks. So I'm trying to figure out how this supernatural person of interest really looks. And so I've got to find out some of his known accomplices. Because if you really want to find somebody, find out who they've been hanging with. And you'll find out exactly who they are. So when we call John, and notice what John said to us in verse number 32. And John bear record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. Not that Holy Spirit is the dove. Okay. See, you jump off into occultism when you take symbols and switch them out for the person. Because if that was the case, we'd be running around Atlanta following doves. Don't take the symbol and change the person and start worshiping the symbol. I don't care how many doves you have, if you don't know them, you'll just be flying unholy. So notice what John says. Here is his study. Notice what he says in verse number 33. And he says, I knew him not. He was your cousin. What do you mean you didn't know? just trying to show you this. He says, I know I'm not. Notice what he says in verse 33. But he that sent me to baptize with water, said water, the same said unto me, unto whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending. Everybody say, see the Spirit descending. Watch this. And remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth, a perpetually continual baptism with the Holy Ghost. So here it is. John, Jesus, and the Jordan. It's a significant moment in biblical history. And John doesn't even want to baptize Jesus. He doesn't even want to do it. But Jesus says, suffer it to be so, so that the scriptures could be fulfilled. The Bible says that as John dunked him and he came up, then the doves fell down as the Spirit descended in the form of a dove. And God said, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. So John fulfills the scripture. But here is what I want you to understand. Jesus talked about, taught about, and touched as it relates to the Holy Spirit. Everybody say he talked. He talked. And he touched as it relates to the Holy Spirit. If he was going to be responsible for us knowing the supernatural person of interest, he was going to have to first introduce us to who he is. So I think we've got the right person right now in the intercession here, and his name is John the Baptist, and he's given us a great lead. But what we have to do now, we let John go because clearly he was an accomplice, but he's not the person we're looking for. So we let John go, and we went out into the streets, and we found another person. We found him on Mount Sinai. He was teaching a lesson. And we said, Jesus, we just need you to come down to the station for a minute because we need to talk to you about this person of interest by the name of Holy Spirit. We found out he'd been going around filling people. We found out he'd been going around fertilizing people. As a matter of fact, we had a woman named Mary in here the other day said he was the baby's dad. And so we're trying to figure out who this supernatural person of interest is. And Jesus, could you help me? Could you help us understand? And you know, Jesus, he's okay with talking about the person of interest, because you do know that when Jesus turned water into wine, it was Holy Spirit. When Jesus walked upon the water, it was Holy Spirit. When Jesus healed the lame and the blind, it was Holy Spirit. When Jesus cast out devils, it was Holy Spirit. So we call Jesus. And I like how Jesus, he talked about him. Yeah. He had to talk about who he was, his presence first. And then he taught about his person. And then he touched them with his power. Let's go to John chapter 14 and verse 15. Because Jesus knew our person of interest very intimately. How can you have the audacity to desire someone's power when you don't even desire their presence? You wanted to act like on Sunday morning like you knew him all week. No, you've been throwing it in your own power this long. Go ahead and do you, boo. Go ahead and do you. Because when you know Holy Spirit, it's not just a preaching dynamic. He's a person that you're in relationship with all the time. See, some of us got an issue because we perform up here. But when you have Holy Spirit, all you're doing is in a flow, baby. I'm just in a flow. I'm just in a flow. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. So Jesus, he talks about, and Jesus, about, now how do you pass it? How do we expect the 21st century church to know about him if we don't even talk about him? Oh, here's another one. How about, I'm so glad what Peter did, because he could have did like some of us do. When the stuff break out and we come out with a good message, we start talking about, boy, I had a good message. When stuff start breaking out of the church and moves of God happen, somebody takes credit for it. But I like what Peter did. On the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit gave, them the utterance, and everybody from all walks of life was there witnessing it, Peter stands up to make sense of the moment. And he says, this is not what you suppose. These men are not drunk with wine, but this is what Joel prophesied. they are actually filled with the Spirit. When was the last time you gave Holy Spirit the real credit? Not because you're administrative and the systems are good. No, no, no. Not because you're anointed. It's because Holy Spirit is there in two dimensions. He's there atmospherically, and he's there anatomically. He's a bad boy when he can influence what's around you and what's in you. Here we go. John 14, are you there? Trust the person next to you. Say, do you know the person of interest? Notice what he says. Verse number 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. He's teaching. And then he says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Now here's what's interesting. He says another of the same kind. Of the same kind. Which he's saying he knows that his presence has comforted them. But what they fail to realize is that he's only able to comfort them in tumultuous and tumultuous times because he's got a friend. He's got a friend that helps him flow. So he's able to comfort them. He's about to leave, and they're a little upset. And he says, hey, don't be dismayed. I'm about to leave, but I got something for you. You think I've been walking on water by myself? You think I've been healing blind eyes by myself? You think I fed that multitude with fish and loaves by myself? You think I gave Peter that prophetic word by myself? No, baby. I didn't do it by myself. I would take the credit, but that would be blasphemy. Notice what he says. Jesus taught about Holy Spirit. Jesus taught about Holy Spirit. And Jesus touched them with the power of Holy Spirit. Verse 16, and he says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Let me show you this. Watch this. Whom the world cannot receive, not people, but the world. Those who have a worldly mindset, you can't receive. But look at the process, how you receive. Notice what he says. Whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. There it is. Everybody say sin. But he's a spirit. How am I seeing? World can't receive him because they don't see him. The world can't receive him because they don't see him. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The world can't see him. The world can't receive him in our churches because they don't see him in our churches. Yeah, here's enough. Yeah, you know why? Because we post it up everywhere, and we don't let people know that it's Holy Spirit behind my flow. Anybody from Niceville and Mobile in the house, you already know whenever I come up, I'm always saying, ain't your Holy Spirit, because I can only flow as my friend gives me fuel to flow. This is the station identification. Again, my name is John Pace. I'm the lead investigator, and we're currently investigating a supernatural person of interest, and his name is Holy Spirit. But what we're going to find out today, some reason some of us hadn't been able to reach him is because he's got some aliases. He got some nicknames. We found out he got some nicknames. How many know who Cassius Clay is? Yeah, Cassius Clay. And what about O'Shea Jackson? O'Shea Jackson, yeah. Yeah, if you didn't know that real name, you had no idea that was Muhammad Ali. You had no idea that was Ice Cube. What about Curtis Jackson? Yeah, who was that? 50 Cent. Said you know him at that level, but the question is, do you know Holy Spirit and his aliases? Yeah. Jesus gonna show us some stuff. That's why I'm so glad we got Jesus right here. We have him in the station right now. I'm about to go into the room and take a crack at him. Let me see what Jesus has to say. That's what he says. Verse 17. Everybody say verse 17. Even the Spirit of Truth. There's an alias right there. Comforter. There's another alias right there. Notice what he says. Whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth. Wait a minute. I got to see him and know him. So it's not just good to see the move of God. You got to participate. Okay. You got to see him, and you have to know him. Because when you see him and know him, you really receive him. But if you're just seeing him, but you don't know him, you just spectate. You know what? It's time for someone to touch the neighbor and say, it's time to flow. And the only way you're going to flow is if you have your friend. Look at this. Verse 17. even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. Wait a minute. We know him. But you know him. But you know him. He hadn't talked about Holy Spirit but one or two times before now. So how can they really know him? What he was saying was, you know him because he's been with me. What you see me do, it's him fueling me to do it. But notice what he says. He says this. He says, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. Watch this. For he dwells with you. His presence, everybody say presence. And he shall be in you, everybody say his person. Hey, let's go to the next scripture here. John chapter 14, verse 25. What we're going to figure out is Jesus told them. Remember, Jesus did what? He talked about our personal interests. Jesus did what? He talked about our personal interests. And Jesus did what? Touched them with our personal interests. And here's a question for you, disciple, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, elder, deacon, professor, archdeacon, member. When's the last time you talked about him? When's the last time you talked about him? And for God's sake, when was the last time you touched somebody about him? So Jesus talked about his presence. He's talking about his presence right here, John chapter 14. He says he's been with you, he's dwelling with you, but he's going to be in you. He talked about his presence. See, before they can participate in partnership with someone, they got to know he exists. That's why people saying we have a natural church because we don't have a supernatural partner. Yeah, we have a natural church. We're doing church naturally, but not supernaturally. Because folks are coming in with the and leaving with the same stuff they came with. Sicknesses and illnesses. But it shouldn't be happening. We've got to thoroughly investigate this supernatural personal interest, and we have to become an accomplice. Everybody say, he's my accomplice. Here we are, John chapter 14, verse 25. Notice what Jesus says. He says, these things have I spoken unto you. I like this next phrase, being yet present with you. Look at verse 24. But the Comforter, just in case you didn't know that Jesus, he correlated them together. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He just told us what his alias was. So some of y'all are looking for Holy Ghost, and you should be looking for Comforter. Yeah. Don't get lost with his government name. Yeah. You got to know his nickname. How many of y'all know folk named Ray Ray, but his name really ain't Ray Ray, or Bear, name really ain't Bear, or Gator, his name really ain't Gator, but people who know him as Gator know the Gator kind of things he do. People who know him as Bear know the Bear kind of things that he... See, I'm telling you, you ain't really known the person of interest until you know him by his nicknames, baby. When you can be on the street and they say Comforter, I know it, that's Holy Ghost. They say Paraclete, Pardon, I know, that's Holy Ghost. So watch this. Watch what he says. Verse number 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, watch this, whom the Father will send apostolos, Holy Spirit is the apostolic spirit in the earth. So how can you be sent apostolically if you don't even know Holy Spirit? Hey, we don't replace Holy Spirit now in sending and affirming ministers. Acts chapter 13, the Holy Spirit said and sent. If you're doing sending without Holy Spirit, they ain't going to have no power. They're not going to have no authority. Paul we know, Jesus we know, but who are you? So notice what he says. Verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Here it is. Here's the next thing. Look at that. One word. Two letters. Everybody say, he. He's a person. Truth is, y'all been relating to him like he and it. That's why he ain't responding. Is she talking to me? That's what Holy Spirit says. Is she talking to me? She talking to me. She talking to me like I'm a car or something. I'm not something to drive. You don't talk to Holy Spirit like he's an inanimate object. He's got a heart. He's got feelings. He can be grieved. He can be quenched. He's a person. Jesus taught about Holy Spirit and talked about Holy Spirit so much so. Remember, it's his job, according to John, that he's going to baptize it. Continually baptize it. and he's got to set his disciples up for Pentecost. If Jesus had not talked and taught about the Holy Spirit at the degree that he did, when they got to Pentecost, they wouldn't have known him. Let's just show you how strategic Jesus is, how he does stuff secret, but in public. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Then at Pentecost, the wind came in. They was like, this is what Jesus was talking about. Because he breathed on them, John 20 and 20, or 22 and 20, and he said, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. So when they got to Pentecost, and the Spirit came through like a mighty rushing wind, when the wind came, they didn't panic because they knew the person. And here it is. Some of y'all think people doing some crazy stuff in ministry and in environments when the Holy Spirit is moving because you don't know that he influences atmospheres just like he influences anatomical spheres. At Pentecost, Holy Spirit influenced the atmosphere first. He charged the atmosphere first. Some of us who know him, we can be anywhere and we'll feel the atmosphere around us shift. Oh, my friend about to tell me something. I can feel it. He's about to tell me something. And before you know it, he gives you a utterance. He gives you an ability. He gives you a strength. He gives you a grace. He gives you a fruit. He gives you a gift. And guess what? Being your friend starts fueling you to flow. Touch your neighbor and say, are you ready to flow? Here it is. I'm almost done. But if we're going to connect people to people, for God's sake, let's not have a holy convocation and not connect people to the Holy Spirit. Notice what he says. Verse number 26, he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Come on, man. My friend is a teacher. Hey, people say all the time, Bishop, Pace, you smart. I said, boy, you missed it. I'm nowhere near smart. I'm sensitive. So what you mean? You ain't smart, you sensitive. No. No, I'm sensitive. I'm not smart. I'm sensitive. Say, what you mean? See, I got a friend. So the deal is, it's like I got an earpiece in my ear. And like I'm in a movie and he's the producer behind the scenes. And so my friend says, John, I want to tell you something. And I'm walking and the friend starts talking to me and I just start flowing, but you think it's me and I have to let you know, it ain't me. It's just a supernatural person of interest. It's my friend who's fueling me to flow. See, pastor and leaders, you better get to the point. You better get to the point where you're giving him reverence. Because he told me the other day, we're in a new age of Holy Spirit. And I'm not talking about no new age movement. I'm talking about a new age of Holy Spirit's manifestation. He told me to tell you, stop looking for me to flow like I did in Acts. Why don't you stop reading about me and trying to reproduce it and be about being in relationship with me, and I will make you a history maker. Holy Spirit said, I'm looking for another Paul-like person. Yeah. I'm looking for another Peter-like person. I'm even looking for a whole lot of Jesuses, because Jesus himself said, verily, verily, I say unto you, those who believe in the works that I do, shall they do also, and... Okay, station identification again. If you just came in, my name is John Pace. I'm the lead investigator, and we're investigating a supernatural person of interest by the name of Holy Spirit. We found out already that John was an accomplice, and John knew him. We found out that Jesus was an accomplice, and Jesus knew him. Hey, here's another thing we found out, that Holy Spirit, when he came into the New Testament in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that Holy Spirit had some more accomplices. They were supernatural. They were angels. Hey, watch this. God did not entrust the entrance of our supernatural person of interest in human hands. Oh, y'all gonna love this. Gonna love this. So, it was such a sensitive matter, Mother, that God told the angelic host to come down and talk to Mary and talk to Zacharias and connect them with the person of interest. Holy Spirit said to Zacharias, your wife is going to have a son. You're going to name him John. He's going to be filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb. Zacharias didn't believe it, so he shut his mouth. Okay, next thing, what happens, the angelic hosts come down and speak to Mary. And they say, Mary, you're about to be with child of the Holy Ghost. Think that's something. So Mary is about to be with child of the Holy Ghost, but Mary again goes to Elizabeth's house, and on a salutation, are you so anointed that you can say hello and somebody gets healed? You so anointed, all you got to do is step in the room and say, hey, y'all, and the whole, shh. Sit down, y'all scared me. Sit down, man. Notice what he says. Verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. See, he's not limited to ecumenical things. Okay. So I'm bishop in the ecumenical circles. I'm businessman in the entrepreneurship circles. And the truth is, I don't tell Holy Spirit, I'm in a business meeting. I need you to stand outside. Would you stand out here for a minute so I can show them my personal business acumen? Would you just stand out here and talk to them? No, what I do is, Holy Spirit, everybody going to meet. Now, what you need to do, so I don't seem spooky, is you need to show me how to talk on their level. So I go into the meeting, and I don't sit down and say, they say, well, John, what do you have to say? I don't say, oh, shakat, mananiyo. Oh, shakat. No. I don't go into the meeting like that. I go into the meeting, and I say, Holy Spirit, they ask me a question, and I press search, and he's a search engine. So I'm in the meeting. I don't know what they're talking about, but I say, click. Holy Spirit say, tell them this. I say, well, your four quarter numbers are down, because you have a shrinkage in inside of your storage room. They say, well, how do you know that? I mean, you know, just lucky guess. I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. I appreciate that. But the truth is, some of you have quarantined. Ooh. Oh, my God. You quarantine Holy Spirit to your church. That's why you only feel alive when you preach it. Can I suggest to you that I feel like I'm flowing everywhere I go? I'm in the grocery store and I'm alive and I'm flowing. I'm in the home with my wife and kids. I'm alive and I'm flowing. I'm out there on the ball field. I'm alive and I'm flowing because I don't quarantine my friend for one time a week. Hey, I'm almost done. Please sit down, y'all. Make me think y'all gonna rush me. Thank you. Here we go. Notice what he says. Verse 26. I'm almost done. Just bear with me. Almost done. Notice what he says. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Watch this. And bring all things back to your remembrance. Some of y'all struggling with memory because you're not getting closer to your friend. Hey, here's another thing I realize the Holy Spirit does. He'll make you forget some stuff you never should have known in the first place. Hey, I'm preaching good, even if you don't like it. I'm preaching good. Hey, here it is. Watch this. I used to do things certain ways, didn't know why. One day, I'm sitting down with the Holy Spirit and have a conversation, and he said, man, why you do that? I was like, oh, no. He said, stop doing it. He said, I've been trying to show you to do something different, but you keep defaulting to the old way you did things. Can I tell you, I'm going to make you forget it. And in that moment, I forgot. I said, forget what? What you talking about? Forget what? And as soon as I said, forget what? I start flowing in a brand new dimension. Because the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance everything that Jesus said. Now, he said some things about you and you wasn't even present. But because you have spirit connection, it's like the echo catches up with you when you're 43. Like he spoke it in creation, but the echo has been looming in the air. until you arrived at the right place. And then the Holy Spirit said, he's talking to you. Okay. All right. That's what he says. He shall teach you all things and bring all things back to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Okay, so Jesus talks about Holy Spirit. It's just an introduction. He introduces the people to the Holy Spirit. Then he teaches. See, the talking is just an introduction, but then he goes further and he teaches, which means he begins to instruct them. See, as pastors and leaders, we do real good with talking about him, but we don't teach about him. You know why? Because we want to be the big I in every place. And if we tell them what the secret is, they might become a big I. So we allow them to look at us thinking we're superhuman, and they don't realize we just got a friend. Got a friend. And here it is. You better know that you got to grow in your relationship with Holy Spirit. Here's something interesting. John grew in his relationship with Holy Spirit before he started baptizing. Jesus grew in his relationship with the Holy Spirit before he started baptizing. So you can know Holy Spirit, but if you don't stay connected, you won't get to know him on different levels. See, some of y'all just want to flow in his gifts, but very few of you really want to flow in his fruits. Tell you what happens. Tell you what happens when you covet his gifts, but you ignore his fruits. You'll be an anointed prophet, but you have a nasty attitude. Yeah. 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 Hey. You'll be flowing real good. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. But can't nobody talk to you because you hadn't met your supernatural person of interest in the area of fruits. Love, peace, joy, long-suffering. So you got to know him on his gift level and his fruit level. Okay. I'm almost done, I promise you. But just in case a couple people just walked in, my name is John Pace. I'm the lead investigator, and we're investigating a supernatural person of interest, and his name is Holy Spirit. Tell you, let me tell you where we're at, Sarge. And Lieutenant, you want to know where the case is going? We talked to John. He was an accomplice of the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, John had the nerve to tell us that Jesus, this guy that we have in the box, you know, I got this message from Supernatural First Bitches, the series. I was sitting down watching it. Holy Spirit said, John, that's what I'm trying to watch TV. He said, how many people in the body of Christ know me as a person of interest? He says, if you talk about me, teach about me, and touch them with me for the next 2 years, I'm going to show you increase. So, when you go out that door, we're on season 2. Season 1 right now, Supernatural Person of Interest, and we're looking at all of his accomplices. And not just that, write this down, but he said, go to the web and get www.heisholyspirit.com. So the world is about to know about him again. But from the level that you'll find out that presidents are flowing with the Holy Spirit. And if we have not put him in office yet, they're in holding to be placed in office. Yeah. Business tycoons, he said, I'm about to position myself in folks all over the world. But they got to know me first. And I want you to talk about me and teach about me and touch them with me. Notice what he says. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. I'm closing right here. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. So Jesus does three things. He talks about Holy Spirit. Now, when he talks about Holy Spirit, He actually begins to talk about his presence. How can you flow with a person you don't know? Okay. Acts chapter 19. They were disciples, but didn't know it. It's almost oxymoronic. How you going to be a disciple of Jesus, but don't know the Holy Spirit? I'm sorry, Holy Spirit. I made you sound like it. How you going to be a disciple of Jesus and don't know Holy Spirit? Because he's not a thee. He's a he. And you got to relate to him like he's a person. That's why you're not flowing on those levels, because you're not relating to him like he's a person. You got to be in relationship with him, and you can't make him mad with your mouth. Oh, if I had time, I'd tell you how we're missing a lot of flows, because what we say outside the pulpit messes up our time in the pulpit. So it's not like he hide when you come out of the church and he don't hear you. And he don't see you. Oh, he grieves him because why not just up there helping him flow? And he got the audacity, the black nerve, I'm sorry. He got the nerve to go out here and do that foolishness and talk like that. Don't he know I'm right here? You know when you was a kid, there's certain things you want to say around your mom. You're like a saint around your mom. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. As soon as your mom dad leave, free, come, man, you know how we do it, man. We just be doing that thing. See, you got to have reverence and respect for Holy Spirit like you got for your mama. You can be 80 years old. You still ain't going to be cussing around your mama. You still ain't going to be bad-mouthing around your mama. You got to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit like you know he's always present. That's why Jesus said, you got to know his presence is with you and it shall be in you. Acts chapter 1. Here it is. But ye shall receive power. Okay. Here it is. We start at Acts chapter 1 teaching people about the Holy Spirit. So they have a desire and a tendency to start coveting his power before they start being in covenant with him as a person. So they miss the process. They want power, 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 but they don't realize. Before the disciples got to Pentecost, Jesus had already talked about Holy Spirit. He had already taught about Holy Spirit, and he had already touched them with Holy Spirit. You can't manage a move of God without knowing him. You can't even handle a move of God without knowing him. Here it is, Acts chapter 1. But you shall receive power. Everybody say dunamis. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Everybody say after. So, no matter how old you are, how long you know him, you can be in situations where he comes upon you again, Pastor Smith. You already know how that is, Jermaine. When he comes upon you, you have everything figured out, right? But he comes upon you, and he calls an audible. Here it is. So, Holy Spirit is like the coach of your life. You done come out the huddle. You got your plan. You're checking your defense. Get under the center. You get ready to take the snap. Holy Spirit said, call an audible. The defense know your move. And so while you're right there at the line, you say, 64. The tight ends shift. The backs go to an I formation. And all of a sudden, what the enemy thought he knew, he just been confused. Because, see, sometimes you're playing some stuff. But if the coach, which is your partner, which is your paraclete, if he calls an audible in the field of your life, just follow the flow. Because if you follow the flow, the enemy will not be able to keep up with you. You will throw a touchdown. Tell your neighbor, touchdown. Here it is. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power. You shall receive power. You shall receive power. He did not talk about the power until they were clear on the person. He didn't talk about the power until they were clear on his presence. Because he didn't want them to go to Pentecost and be arrogant. Like it was all about them. And it's clear that it worked. Because the writer Luke opens up in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. He says, I write unto you, O Theophilus, about all the things that Jesus began to both do and teach. After that which he was taken up, that after he threw the Holy Ghost. Wait a minute. Did Luke just say, after he through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments? Did Luke just admit that they knew that what Jesus was speaking was coming by way of Holy Spirit? Here he is. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. You can't be a witness without the person. No matter how many witnessing platforms, portfolios, processes you have, you can have all the right moves, but not the right man. Because the words are nothing without spirit. You have to have spirit on it. Spirit is like the seasoning. Don't give me nothing bland. I want something that tastes good. You have to have the spirit on your words. That's why Jesus said, thank you, Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, the words I speak, they are spirit and life. They are Holy Spirit. They are coming from Holy Spirit. That's why they give you life. Here it is. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in all Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world. Again, thank you, Lieutenant, for coming in. I'll give you an update on where we are in this case. Again, I'm John Pace. I'm the lead investigator on this case. And we have been thoroughly investigating this man by the name of Holy Spirit. We have brought in to the box John. John's told us that Jesus would be responsible for ensuring that everybody got filled with him. So we shouldn't let Jesus back out. Because if he get back out, some folks don't get filled. Then the sergeant said, well, how's that the case? I said, I don't know, sergeant, but let me tell you something else. Jesus himself told us that he taught his disciples about Holy Spirit. That he taught his disciples about Holy Spirit. And he even told us, sergeant, before he left, that he had the nerve to breathe on. So we've been looking for Holy Spirit. We've been looking for Jesus, but he's already gone. Somebody said they saw him go up in a cloud, and he hadn't come back. So what we have to do is now we have to talk to a person who, after Jesus left, still been flowing, and his name is Peter. But guess what? That's going to have to be continued. God bless you.
Amen, amen, and amen. I truly hope that you have enjoyed the ministry of Bishop John Pace of Niceville, Florida, from our 2016 convocation services. And if you would like to hear the whole series on the teaching of Holy Spirit, you can go to johnpaceministries.org. Just put in John Pace, Holy Spirit, in the search engine, and it will pull it up. And actually, right now, he has the series discounted for $25 for the whole series, and he has several different ones that you can take apart and be blessed by. I truly hope that you understand that Holy Spirit is vital to us. Holy Spirit is vital to our life and everything that we do. Jesus didn't do anything without the move of Holy Spirit being with him. And so I hope received a blessing tonight through Bishop John Pace. If you're excited about Holy Communication 2017, services begin on Wednesday, July the 12th, and it runs through the 16th in Atlanta, Georgia. But until next week, I hope that you would encourage somebody else to tune into the Light of Portland broadcast. And I pray that the Lord would bless you. I pray that the Lord would keep you. I pray that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you, lifting his countenance unto you, giving you both peace and prosperity. Until next Sunday, Pacific time and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great evening. Thank you and good night.